T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And away we go! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the big show is on the radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello to you, and how do you do? I don't know if you know this or not, but it's Monday. It's Monday, as is evidenced by the fact that I'm sitting in my office at 12:01 and 45 seconds and thinking to myself, you know, I feel like I got a few more minutes till we get the show started. Let me just hang out here and, you know, get settled in after a good, nice, long, relaxing weekend. And then I look down at the clock and it's, 12:01 and 33 seconds. I walk in to see a face of panic from the great one, Lonzo.
It was not a face of panic.
Just sheer terror.
I already had a plan. I was going to start the show and then leave the mics on and go, watch this. I'm going to yell and tell Rob it's time for the show to start. That was my plan. I was going to turn all the mics on to make sure that they got it.
Yeah, that there was a little bit of a moment of panic there for you, boy, as I realized I'm not ready to host the show, but here it is. It's time. So welcome in, y'all. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. I did, not that you asked, but it would have been rude of you not to, so I will assume that you did. Directly across from me, the other smooth, seductive voice you hear this morning is, of course, the great one, hashtag dadkicks, Colonel Grudge, the alpha and the omega of ESPN Upstate, the pinnacle of professionalism, Lonzo at the helm. What up, Zo?
I've made a decision. It's a good decision, though, I think. I will not be wearing my new shoes Thursday night at the Spartan Burgers game.
Correct decision.
Yes.
Correct decision.
You know, I don't want to get them dirty, so.
Correct decision. The all whites, the dad kicks, the hashtag dad kicks, is that what you were going
to
break out?
I am not going to agree to what you just said. I will say that my new shoes, I will not be wearing Thursday night.
Just, hashtag that gets.
Just because. So if you were going there thinking you're going to see what Rob calls my shoes, you're not going to see them. So,
not what I call them, what they are.
I'm not going barefoot either. But, you know, the previous shoes that were retired to the yard, which I enjoyed Michael Stathakis' tweet over the weekend because he understands there's a rotation. You know, when you retire one set, they move down and then the oldest set goes in the trash. It's a good rotation.
That is the most dad thing you could say about dad kicks.
What do you do with your shoes when you're done with them? Do you just throw them away?
Yeah.
Or so you don't have a shelf at home that you put them on?
No, I don't have a shelf of shoes.
Well, you've got expensive kicks, and I don't know. You know, you may put them on and go, you know, 2021.
They go in the bottom of the closet, and then when I wear them out, they go in the trash, and they get replaced.
Okay. So what you're saying is you have no further use for your shoes when you're done. Whereas Michael and I, we understand that, you know, you can still put those things to use. Get your money out of them.
Quick, give me a dad lecture about thrift.
I just did.
Yeah, I know. I know. All right, a lot of stuff to get to. A lot of stuff to talk about on the broadcast today. And, we got to jump right into it. Here we go. It is the Lunch Breakdown, the three things you have to know about before you talk sports with your friends, family, coworkers, or the dog, whoever you spend your lunch break with. When you gather around the lunch table today, these shall be the topics, the scuttlebutt, if you will, that will be discussed by them. We start with item number one on the lunch breakdown. If you don't mind pulling me clip number four, Lonzo, and then we will go to clip five right after that. If you missed it, the United States got their Olympic hopes on the basketball floor underway, and it did not go well.
Lillard puts it up. Holiday, no, and that will do it. So France has beaten the United States in the first game in Pool A, final score 83-76. And perhaps the biggest concern for the United States, France ending the game on a 16-2 run. So France turning it on late, and they get the win. They get they go to 1-0 in Group A. The Americans drop to 0-1.
Yeah. 83-76, and the biggest concern, as pointed out there, a 16-2 run to end the game for the French. Evan Fournier would lead the People's Republic of France to 28 points and a win, and said after the game, and I think this is what we've been ranting and raving about, Lonzo, quote from Evan Fournier, who dropped 28 for the French, quote, "They are better individually, but they can be beaten as a team," end quote.
And that is proof. And we've talked about this before this when they had a couple losses leading up to this, is that these international teams, they are teams. They don't have to have the big-time superstar. They know how to play in an international game, and they know how to be a team. And, man, major concerns for this team. Are we going to medal at all?
It's a possibility we don't, to be honest with you. It's a possibility. We talked about going into these Olympics – the disastrous campaign of 2004, and we won bronze in that. There's a chance this time we don't even get on the podium when it's all said and done. On the men's side, the Americans are 3-5 in their last eight games with NBA players in the lineup. They missed their final nine shots, five of them coming in a 21-second span in the final minute shortly after Fournier made a go-ahead three-pointer. Rudy Gobert widely missed a layup on that play, but the French chased the ball down, got the rebound, and just before diving into the bench threw a swipe at the ball that knocked it to Fournier. Fournier then put up the go-ahead three, and it was all downhill. Greg Popovich said after the game, quote, "I think it's a little bit of hubris if you think the Americans are supposed to just roll out the balls and win. We've got to work for it just like everybody else. And for those 40 minutes, they played better than we did," end quote.
It's not hubris. It's how it should be. We are the best in the world, or we were. Are we no longer the best in the world? Are we no longer dominant? When the coach is saying things like that, it sounds like he doesn't believe it.
I got questions, man. I got questions. Number one, is this team just not as good as we are capable of putting? And I think the answer to that is yes. Okay. The answer to that is yes. There's a lot of better basketball players in the NBA that could be representing these United States that elected not to, and that is their choice. Disappointing though it is their choice. But the other question that I have, is this. Is it time for us as Americans to lower our expectations of Team USA basketball? Is it time for us to realize that the rest of the world is, I hesitate to say caught up, but is catching up at a rate exponentially higher than it was in the 90s when we were rolling out dream teams? Is this a lack of ability? Is it a surplus of ability, but a lack of mental toughness? Or is the think about it. France had, what, 3-4 NBA players, including the best defensive player in the league in Rudy Gobert. Evan Fournier, one of the better guards from the Orlando Magic in the league. Very rarely have the Americans had to step up and play a team that was as deep as France is. But at the same time, Lonzo, 16-2 down the stretch in a game that they were winning, missed their final 9 shots. Is this just a setback, or is it time for us to lower our expectations?
All right, I'm sure these same questions were asked when we got third place a few years ago.
Sure.
And then a concerted effort was made to get the best in the world today in there playing again. And if they should fail, and it looks like they might, it wouldn't shock me next Olympics if it's not the best guys in the league playing.
Yeah. All right, we're going to come back to that in a little while because I think we need to put an answer to that question. But let's go to item number 2 on the lunch breakdown. We're going to hear from Drew Holiday, who was probably the best player on the floor for Team USA earlier this weekend, coming off of a run all the way to Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Drew Holiday still showed up for Team USA, which makes a point that I will illustrate coming up probably in the next segment. Item number 2 on the lunch breakdown, the Houston Texans, after initially insisting they would not trade former Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson, shifted their stance on the quarterback's trade availability earlier this offseason and have, according to Sarah Barshap, ESPN staff writer, been fielding and been willing to field offers for a trade for Deshaun Watson. The Texans have already had preliminary discussions with other teams about Watson, who did report to training camp yesterday in order to avoid those $50,000 a day fines that come along with missing out. But the Texans, according to sources, do not feel they have received a serious enough offer. The report right now is that the Texans' asking price for Deshaun Watson has been a combination of 5 high draft picks and starting caliber players, according to ESPN's Chris Mortensen. Watson reported to training camp on Sunday, but apparently made it clear to those in the building that his desire to be traded has not been changed. Now we are finding out that the Texans are apparently asking for a combination of 5 high round draft picks and starting caliber players to fill the void that will be left by Deshaun Watson when he gets taken out. As of now, no other team has offered that much. I suspect the number of teams that are offering these trades is very limited, though a lot of people would love to have the star power of Deshaun Watson at quarterback. At the end of the day, the situation he finds himself in right now makes it a little bit difficult, I think, to justify that high of an asking price, Lonzo, because at this point, there's still a very good, I would say better than good, possibility that Deshaun Watson is sat down for half, if not the entire 2021 NFL season. And if that's the case, you are decimating your team for the hope that Deshaun Watson really is capable of coming back, for the hope that Deshaun Watson does not get suspended for more than a year or flat out booted out of the league if he ever ends up being convicted in criminal court.
I'm also curious, what do you do as the coach and the team? I mean, do you put him out on the field? Or since you know he's not going to be there, do you go ahead and have him help with the backup? Which I should know who the backup is, and I don't, because it's Houston. And it's been probably a different backup every single year. And knowing that those guys were never going to take the field, this is the first year where they actually probably will. What do you do as a teammate when accusations are made in this case? Do you keep your distance when he's, is he treated like a pariah? Is he under his own set of protocols where he's just kept off away from everybody? I am curious about that because we've never seen a situation with this many accusations before.
So first off, Tyrod Taylor is the backup quarterback for the Texans right now. And
stay away from the team doctor.
Yeah, seriously. Second off, I don't want anything to do with Deshaun right now. I just don't. I don't want to be attached to that if I'm a player, if I'm a coach. Hell, if I'm a team. I got to tell you.
You don't want your picture taken with him.
Yeah. I'm a little surprised the Texans allowed him to show up, honestly. After all the drama, forget all the stuff off the field. Just after the drama that he's created before these accusations started coming out, If I'm the Texans, I don't know that I invite him to camp. I don't know that I'd say, hey, just sit on your couch until we figure out what to do with you. Stay in shape, but sit on your couch until we figure out what to do with you and go from there. We'll come back to that here in a little while, but we got to wrap up the lunch breakdown. Ladies and gentlemen, the first step in the departure from the Big 12 by Oklahoma and Tejas is in the books. Oklahoma and Texas have officially notified the Big 12 that they will not be renewing their grants of media rights following their expiration in 2025. And here's how you know it's legit. This came, Lonzo, through a joint statement released by both schools together. Oklahoma and Texas, you know how we've kind of made it a big deal in the past? When Clemson and South Carolina have been on the same page with something, because the list is short. Oklahoma and Texas are very much the same way. But they put out a joint press release, that said that in 2025, when their media rights run up with the Big 12, they will not renew them at that point. The statement says, quote, providing notice to the Big 12 at this point is important in advance of the expiration of the conference's current media rights agreement. The universities intend to honor their existing grant of rights agreements. However, both universities will continue to monitor the rapidly evolving collegiate athletics landscape as they consider how to best position their athletics programs for the future, end quote. Big 12 sources told ESPN on Monday that the statement leaves, quote, some wiggle room, end quote, and does not fully guarantee that the flagship schools will remain in the league through 2025. The possibility remains that they paid a $75 to $80 million penalty for leaving early, which, while also giving the required 18 months notice per Big 12 bylaws, opens the door for their departure. Some have speculated that this is the first legal maneuver, and the possibility also exists that the Big 12 dissolves straight up before 2025. OU and Texas would then no longer be bound to stay through the duration of the contract, which is a possibility, right? We know Texas and OU are gone now. This pretty much sticks the nail in that coffin. Well, if you were the Big 12, you have just lost not one but your two crown jewels. You're two. You only got two, and they are gone. So now if you are a West Virginia, Lonzo, you're West Virginia. You are a good program. You're a known program, but you're not Clemson. You're not Alabama. You're kind of in that second, maybe third tier overall. If you know the Big 12 has just lost its two biggest money-making programs from the fold, tell me that if you're West Virginia, Lonzo, you're not on the phone right now with the ACC, with the SEC, hell, with the Pac-12 or the Big 10 going, hey, guys, the Big 12's toast without Texas and Oklahoma. We want to move. Lonzo, I hate to say it. I don't hate to say it because I don't really care all that much. I think 5 or 6 years from now, we're going to be sitting here doing this show. We're going to be sitting here looking at a brand new evolution of college football. We're going to have super conferences, probably two or three of them. And I think we're going to look back at today, July 26, 2021, the day that Texas, Oklahoma officially filed the paperwork that basically begins the end of their involvement in the Big 12. I think you're going to see the Big 12 schools start to shift their power into other conferences. The super conferences rise, and I think it starts today.
Probably the Big 12 is done unless they can figure out an angle to grab some teams from somewhere else. And one angle to do that is, hey, the two big dogs are gone. You got a chance to come in and win this conference. And if playoffs expand, you'll be guaranteed a playoff spot. So why not come save the Big 12 and be and replace Texas and Oklahoma? Are there any teams out there that would be willing to do that, be willing to jump from the Big Ten or jump from the SEC or jump from the, well, I'm not going to say the ACC.
The question is, see, that only works if you can keep the rest of the core of the Big 12 intact. You can convince Oklahoma State. You can convince Iowa State. You can convince these schools to stick around to rebuild from the ashes. My buddy Scooty, who used to play ball for Oklahoma State, used to play baseball for Oklahoma State, big Pokes fan, just texted into the show and said, prediction, Pokes to the Pac-12. The Cowboys fans, they already think they're gone. They're already planning to jump ship. If Oklahoma and Texas decide to take off, they're moving on. If you have...
So you're saying if, as if it's not a done deal. It wouldn't be all this talk.
Oh, it's a done deal. Yeah.
There's no way, even with the meeting that they had yesterday, they're not going to convince them to stay. They're gone. And so now, yeah, it's, is this conference, can you save the conference? If not, you're on the phone going, hey, man, our team will look really good over there in your conference.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna circle back around and talk about this again in a little bit more depth and detail here in just a minute. But suffice to say, this is the end of the Big 12, and I don't think. And tell me if I'm wrong. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307, 71307. Start your text with ESPN so we can read them on the Ingles Market text line. Tweet us at the Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo Onward, at ESPN Upstate. Tell us if you're right or wrong. But I think this day, July 26, 2021, is going to mark two things in the future of college football. Number one, it is going to mark the day the Big 12 died. And number two, it is going to mark the day that the Super Conference was born. Because Texas and OU don't make this move. There's an old piece of advice my dad used to give me, Lonzo. No matter how much you hate it, don't leave a job until you have another one lined up, right? Don't leave your place of employment until you know where your next check is coming from. Texas and OU do not leave the Big 12 if they don't already know the SEC is on the table. They can all deny it, but that is not a move that they make. So the SEC's got Texas and Oklahoma. They are now a super conference. Unless, Lonzo, something else happens. And South Carolina fans, this could impact you. I'll tell you what that is when we come back on the Rob Brown Show. Rob, Lonzo, you, this is ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the future of collegiate football up in the air. As I said earlier in the show, and I'm deadly serious about this. I maintain this as a legitimate belief. It's not something I'm not kidding when I think today is going to go down as a marked day in history for college football. I think two things happen today. I think the Big 12 is dead. Long live the Big 12. And I think that the super conferences are born. Unless there is one potential thing that could prevent the super conferences from rising. Now, it will take a lot. It is a hypothetical at best. There's a lot of moving parts to it, but I think the chance is real. And it's this. If you are in, let's say, the Southeastern Conference, and you are, let's say, one of these smaller schools, one of the schools that is not routinely appearing inside the top 10 of that conference, top five of that conference, conference championship. And you are looking and saying, all right, we're in the SEC. And within the SEC, we've got Texas and Oklahoma coming to the dish. We know that it's about to get that much more difficult for us to win this conference. It's going to be that much more difficult for us to elevate to the next level. We know it's going to be that much more difficult for us to compete. Are you answering the phone calls of other conferences that say, hey, look, we know the SEC has just gotten tougher at the top. Not only do you have to contend with Alabama and LSU, now you've got Oklahoma and Texas in there, which is going to make it all but impossible at this point for a smaller school to jump up and bite the bigger schools, right? It's going to be all but impossible at this point. Good luck. Do you answer the phone call if you are, theoretically, and I have seen this in a number of places. Theoretically, let's say you are South Carolina. Over there in the East, you know that this conference has just gotten massively more difficult to win. Are you answering the phone call if the Atlantic Coast Conference calls and says, hey, look, we know that the top of the SEC at this point is undisputedly better than it was 3 days ago. In South Carolina, let's be honest, it's going to be tough for you guys to jump up and win this. But that conference is now at 14 teams, and while Texas and Oklahoma will bring more money in, there's also the chance that the payout's smaller. But you can jump over to the ACC, where we're doing all right. Your natural rival is here. You're playing them already. Why not just make it a conference game? And if you are the other conferences, Lonzo, I think you start making a play now to try to get some of the mid-tier teams from other conferences to jump ship and come on over to hang out with you. The only way some of these other smaller schools might survive, if Texas and Oklahoma make their way to the SEC, to the Big Dog Conference, is to say, we are going to band together in other conferences and make the move. And I have heard schools like South Carolina mentioned as a potential jumping school. I have heard the SEC, Lonzo, may not be done taking the big dogs out of other conferences, up to and including. I have heard Florida State as a potential team to jump into the SEC. I have heard Miami as a potential school to jump into the ACC, or excuse me, to the SEC. Lonzo, and I don't believe this one, but I find it interesting. I have heard Ohio State as a team to potentially jump into the SEC. And if they can land even two of the four or five top-tier squads that I've heard mentioned as potential targets for expansion, I think the only way some of the mid-tier schools that are not routinely in the mix for national championships can survive would be to band together and utilize each other for growth. I think that's the only option here.
But if you're South Carolina, why jump to the ACC? Why not jump to the Big 12?
The thought
is if the Big 12 still exists and it's not, I know what you're going to say, the thought is the Big 12 will no longer exist. But if the Big 12 does exist, there is, as we addressed earlier, there's some spots at the top. I don't think the South Carolina would go back to the ACC because they've been there, done that. And why go there where you could probably win probably the other side and then have to face Clemson? Although then it would actually mean something. It wouldn't. What if you're Georgia and Florida? If you're Georgia and Florida, you've been, you know, number two lately, and that's pretty much all you're going to end up being is number two. And now the chances of you actually getting up there and having a shot at winning the SEC are gone. Why not Georgia and Florida jumping to the Big 12?
So first off, and you're right, you do know what I was going to say. It's because I don't know that the Big 12 exists in a year. Really, I want to come up with a better response than the one that you already expected me to, Lonzo, but that's the cannonball of this whole thing, right? If the Big 12 can survive without Texas and Oklahoma, then a lot of the rest of this conversation becomes moot.
The most far-fetched thing is Ohio State living in the Big Ten. Why?
I agree.
Why would you do that? You are the best team in the Big Ten, arguably every single year. You pretty much run that place. Every once in a while, you know, someone comes up and knocks you off. But why would you go there somewhere else? I mean, you could say for more competition, but you're meeting that competition in the playoff.
So, first off, every question about college football, why would this, why would that, why would they? Lonzo, you know the answer to that every time. The answer to that every time is there's more money in it. If the SEC can put a proposal on the table to the Big Ten or to Ohio State and say the Big Ten pays out X million dollars a year and the SEC will pay out X plus $50 million per year, that's the number one reason to make the jump. Because while, and we've said this a million times and will a million more, at the end of the day, what's the most important thing in college sports and college football? Winning. Championships, titles, trophies, of course. But that's to us as fans. If you're a college football athletic director, what's the most important thing in college sports? Cha-ching. Dinero, baby. Cash money. Grease the palm, big dog. So if you are, theoretically, Ohio State in the Big Ten, and you're looking over at the SEC, and the SEC says, hey, we can put $50 million more a year than you're making from the Big Ten into your pocket, they're taking that. Of course they're taking that. Even if it makes the road to a championship a little bit tougher, they're taking that. Plus, on top of that, we have seen and heard time and time again that there are many of the top recruits in the country who say every year they picked the school they picked because they wanted to play against the best in the country. And they believe, whether it's true or not, that the best competition in the country is in the SEC. Stands to reason that college athletic departments would do the same, considering the best competition in the country, the best competition in the country is going to produce the most money in the country. That's it. That's all it comes down to. All right, let's take a break. 844-GSP-ESPN. I want your thoughts. Where do you stand on this? Oklahoma and Texas. Story, by the way, on our website at ESPNUpstate.com, ESPNUpstate.com. Oklahoma and Texas have both informed the Big 12 that they will not be renewing their media rights when they run up in 2025. Many people, myself included, believe that this is the end of the Big 12. What does it mean for the future of your school? Because it will impact some. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show at ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob, Lonzo, you. 844-GSP, ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307, 71307 on the Ingles Market text line. Start your text with ESPN. Do we find it?
Well, it's labeled Hulkster Call.
So gotta
I'm
be it.
Guessing that's it.
Gotta be it. Ladies and gentlemen,
Diesel is very literal he's very, very literal. So
we were informed via the stream chat earlier today that the show for men, who by the way, was called out by Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, last week, has put in a promo where they once again try to take us down. I don't know if that's legit what happened, but we went and we found that promo, and it's good for everybody at the station to cross promote. So here's some cross promotion. Here is that promo for Offsides with Diesel and Mark Ryan. That's not bad.
All right, so
that's not a bad promo.
Let's first critique the background music. Excellent. Good
fantastic
choice.
Job. Diesel did a great job putting that together.
He did a good job. The hang up is fake.
Mm.
The hang up is absolutely fake. That is a recorded dial tone.
Because, it's for emphasis. Yeah, I'll give him credit.
I know, but a recorded dial tone sounds different than an actual dial tone. And here's the other thing. We have this thing in the business where we don't do this, but there are other stations who do this. We have these services where you can pay someone to call in and pretend to be somebody. We have that Hulk impersonation was just way too good for it to be. And I mean, I know we've got some talented people listening and appreciate them coming at that show for men.
And just to clarify to the text that I just received, you have my word that was not me, mainly because I wouldn't be smart enough to come up with that as a fake call. That was really well done, brother.
I would come up with that as a fake call, but I'm not that good of a Hulk impersonator. So I do actually know a couple. So I think they set it up. I do. And, you know, but I'm naturally cynical like that. I will say from production value, though, I thought it was really well done. Except for Mark acting like he's upset because he wasn't really upset.
I have to golf clap for Diesel.
Yeah.
Very well executed promo.
Good job, Diesel.
Very well executed promo. You know, even when the bad guy cuts a promo on you, you got to give him props if he does it well.
Well, yeah, but you know, I think we were fed a little falseness, although it was clarified later by Steven. It is a shot at us for sure, without actually saying it's at us, whereas Britt Baker just went right to the source.
Correct. And, which was great.
Yes.
I think next time we set up one of those AEW interviews, we do it to where we just, do we have a way to act to remotely access their show from the, from a different room where we can just put the wrestler on their show? So you said Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, on their show.
I can do a lot of things.
Also, by the way, should any of you at any point feel inclined to call the show for men and impersonate Hulk Hogan and just make that a repeated bit? I'm not telling you to do that because that might not look good on me. I'm just saying I won't be mad at you if you do.
All right, all kidding aside, it probably wasn't a
It wasn't really Hulk Hogan?
It could have been. It could have been. You know, it was a very good impersonation by a listener, and I thought that was excellent.
Brother.
And I would say if you are listening, Hulkster, you should call into that show daily.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I think you should.
All right, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us at 71307, 71307. We're right. I can't even do it.
Dang. Here's what I want. I want Macho Man to call him next.
Oh, yeah. We're taking a break. We're back right after this on the Red Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Yeah. All right, wrap it up. Hour number one. The Rob Brown Show's back on your radio. It's ESPN Upstate, brother. 844-GSP-ESPN. Text us on the Ingles Market text line at 71307, brother. I'm going to drop that randomly into every fifth sentence for the rest of the show.
You know, I dare you to drop as many wrestling references as you possibly can during the joint broadcast where you and Mark are going to be out at Panther Camp this Saturday.
You know what? Don't even finish that. Challenge accepted. Challenge accepted. I'm going to put together the comprehensive list. Mark's going to be like, wow, look at the pages and pages of show prep that Rob Brown did. And it's just going to be every catchphrase from every wrestler from 1970 till today. And that's the bottom line because Rob Brown said so.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I'll do it. I got no issue with that.
How long? Unless one of the listeners, don't tell him. Don't tell him.
No. Don't say a word about it to him.
How long will it take before he notices?
If you want to call into his show with fake wrestling personas for the rest of the week, you have my blessing, but don't tell him this plan. And he's not listening right now, so I'm good with it.
Because he's show prepping. That's what he's doing. So he's not listening. So yeah. Don't tell him. Cause I now I wish I could be there,
but I can turn raises to the top.
I was going to say, I can turn my radio on and I will.
Texter says ESPN, the Macho Man was on point, Rob. I feel like that's a B minus Macho Man.
Again, the best part about an impersonation is if you get close enough where people know what it is.
Oh yeah.
You're missing something.
Some bass. It needs a little more bass.
Probably.
But it's harder. You can't do the scratchy back of the throat growl and have more bass. Ooh, yeah.
That's the best one you've done
Perfect.
So far.
Found it.
That's going to hurt you.
Found it. Yeah, it does. It does. All right. Coming up in the next hour of the show, we continue with this discussion. Is the Big 12 dead? And is this the beginning of the super conferences in college football? I say yes. Plus, I ask the question, is it time for us to lower our expectations for Team USA basketball? One texter is answered. I want you to as well. Back after this for hour number two of the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.